Baba Kama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Baba Kama Bavli, Dach Kuf Yud Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Dach Mem Dalad Amud Aleph, the Mishnah on the top of the page. Halacha Vav. Hagoyvil Sadev and Atlua Masikim in Makas Medinahi, Oimelai Harisha Chalachanecha. If Reuven stole Shimon's field, and extortionists stole it from Reuven, if extortionists are taking field from everyone, Reuven can say, yours is in front of you. If they took it due to Reuven, then he has to give another field to Shimon. If he stole his field and then the river flooded it, he can say, yours is in front of you. If one stole, borrowed, or received a deposit from another person in a settled area, he cannot return it to him in the desert. If he received a deposit or borrowed from him on condition to go to the midbar, to go to the desert, he may return it to him in the desert. And the Gemara says, Amar b'yochanan v'halei amru, ein hakalka nigzeles. V'laman amru chayab lahamid loisadeh. B'yochan asks, they said that land cannot be stolen. If extortionists took it due to Reuven, why must he give another field to him? Knas kansur. The answer is, they gave a fine. Nadlua mesikin minagazlan machmas amigzal mahu tu yochomei malei mikamokim havli didi umadabai yaisi v'yasiv minei. The Gemara asks, if extortionist took it from the gazlan due to the migzal, what is the law? Can he tell him, in any case, give to me from what give to me what you stole from me, and one who wants to steal from me will take from me? Rabbi Levi answered that one need not pay back what his friend paid for him, except for the king's tithe and head tax. For other debts, he can say, I would have persuaded him to settle for a tiny amount. Here also, the nigzal can say, the extortionist would not have taken from me. Rav gives a second answer. The gazlan can say to him, I feed you from your debt. Your land was like a security. The extortionist was definitely going to take it from you.